Editor. My family were saddened by the closure of Camp Bing by Scouts Canada. Scouts' century-old Camp Bing on the Sunshine Coast closed, until further notice. My children have learned in community with the Spider Distance Learning Program South Dakota 46 at Camp Bing for over a decade. My youngest was just a baby when he and I first accompanied his older brother on a rainy day through the northwest coast forested landscape of Camp Bing and welcomed into the spider community. Over the years, Camp Bing has offered the chance for my children to learn from Indigenous elders, teachers, tradespeople, community leaders, authors, scientists, artists and parents who shared their expertise and passions while surrounded by the lush, forested trails and coastal beach of Camp Bing. Our days are infused with the deep connection to the land, animals and nature. There was the time we learned about medicinal forest plants and trees with an Indigenous healer. Other days, observing birds, bats, bears and the forest animals and creatures that make Camp Bing their home. Today, children happily played underneath the canopy of cedar trees while an eagle flew above. Last week, a group of us, both young and old, cheered as we excitedly watched whales as they traveled in the distant ocean waters from Camp Bing's deck. I respectfully urge Scouts Canada and the SCRD, please prioritize the reopening of Camp Bing and keep it accessible for the enjoyment and education of future generations. The community needs this special place where children can grow and learn the importance of our interconnectedness with nature. Given recent climate change events on the Sunshine Coast and around the world, our collective future for our children and generations to come depends on it. Maria Alquitas Eisen, Gibsons.